Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Before we get into our program, I'd like to thank our sponsors that include Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua markets, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. In this week's program, we're going to continue our series of discussions with the leadership at agricultural marketing agencies. And this week, we're going to talk to Beta Rudder, specifically to Greg Nickerson, president there. Greg, I guess the first question I'd like to throw out is, what's new with Beta Rudder?
Well, it's some exciting times here in Milwaukee. We've had actually a very good year in 2010 after actually growing a couple percent in 2009. We're heading towards double-digit growth this year, so very pleased about that. Certainly our core client base in the agricultural world has been a major reason for that, but we also believe that adding some new services, building out some service packages has really benefited us. I guess having the right clients in this kind of an environment is indeed a plus.
Well, tell us a little bit about the agency. There's people that may not be familiar with you, and you know, maybe just look at some of the things that set you apart that you're going to offer to clients to help them become more successful.
Sure. Yeah, we're 170 people strong right now. Our headquarters are in Milwaukee, and we have service offices in Chicago and Lincoln, Nebraska. As mentioned, our core client base is what it was 37 years ago when we started in the agricultural world. But we also have diversified our client base, and we work with clients outside of ag, which we think is good. It means we're not one-dimensional. We work with big brands like GE Healthcare and Manpower and Office Max, and certainly not the majority of our business, but it adds a nice some nice context that we can bring to all of our clients. In terms of, you know, what differentiates us, I think a couple areas we could talk about. One is we have a dedicated brand strategy group. These aren't account managers who on the side are practicing brand strategy. These folks are dedicated to that discipline, five people strong there, and we think that's really helped to bring a strategic direction for our clients. The other area that we feel we've done better than most is we've really built out a pretty substantial digital offering, brought in subject matter experts on things like smartphones, and obviously we're continuing to see greater and greater interest in that particular world. So when we dovetail that with our traditional history of advertising, PR, and a real passion for client service, we think is really one of the key reasons we continue to grow in a somewhat difficult economy.
Well, we, you know, besides the challenges that the economy has presented, we've seen a lot of changes in marketing over and communications overall, things mm-hmm. like new technology and changes in media. And so how would you describe how Beta Rudder has adapted to besides the marketplace economically, to some of the other changes that we've seen?
Well, in fact, I just came out of a meeting where we're talking about the proliferation of media channels, and certainly you're very aware of that because you're in the middle of it. What we found, Chuck, is that there's a premium of going back in the process and understanding exactly what your brand means, coming up with very concise messaging, and then delivering that very consistently across all of these spectrum of media. We think there's a premium, more so even than, 5-10 years ago, when you had fewer channels to deliver messages to your customers and your prospects. So that whole strategic bent, we think, is just all the more important in the world in which we live. So that's where we spend a lot of our time with our clients. The other thing that we've really been focusing on, too, is the rapid change in marketplace environments. And while we're trying to be very strategic, we're also understand we have to be nimble and adjust to changes in the marketplace. Certainly agriculture, even though it may feel like we change quickly in ag, the change isn't as fast as it is in, say, in technology segments and the like. But we foresee more and more that's going to be more rapid turnaround time. Products are going to come to market faster. Their life cycles are going to be shorter. Particularly as we see the growing presence of consumers and consumer organizations, you know, really dictating how we farm and the products we use, we think is just going to create even greater challenges. And agri-marketers are going to have to worry a lot more about than just the farmer or the dealer or the retailer, because there are other forces at work here that have to be paid attention to.
Well, I would certainly echo that, because what you're seeing even in ag companies today is a lot more talk in their marketing efforts about how they are trying to be more sustainable and how they're trying to be more community-minded and things that I think they've probably done but haven't felt a need to make that a real message. And I guess because of some of the things we've seen in maybe social media has driven some of this to a certain extent, with people able to talk about anybody, anytime, anywhere, and we can all see and hear it. They felt a need to point this out, and so I do see that there's been some changes there, even in the ag sector. It seems to be creeping up more and more.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at your own company. We've talked a little bit about how you can help other companies, clients that would come to you for services. What do you see as some of the ways you've been successful at marketing Beta Rudder? And because I think that when we're in this agri-marketing realm and talking to other people in the business, it's always kind of nice to look at what are some of the things you think are working well in the sector.
Yeah, certainly. We, for a long time, over a decade, have had an individual who is completely dedicated to business development. She goes to shows, she works the phones, she uses all these various means of trying to reach out to prospective clients. So we found if it's everybody's job, it's nobody's job, and it won't get done. So we discovered and realized that more than a decade ago. Obviously, a lot of other people participate in marketing of the agency, but we have a core focal point that's her job every day she walks in the door. Supplementing that is we really have begun to actively use social media. And have had some success with that. You know, we've got our Facebook page. We tweet. We think we have a very, very competitive website. And actually, have had some success in marketing Beta Rudder. One real quick story here is we landed a new client that strictly came to us through social media, where this client found a thought leader type article out on the web from a gentleman we hired about 4 months ago, and then tracked him down through a LinkedIn page, discovered he's at Beta Rudder, and lo and behold, they hired us to help them do a iPhone application for a new service. So the neat thing about it is it's not just theoretical. I mean, we're proving that you know it is valuable to market the agency through social media. At the same time, I'd say that our experience is that more often than not, businesses are still won and lost because of relationships, and past relationships are getting to know someone. Ours is a business still built a lot on trust, and I hope we don't ever come to the day where we get hired before they actually meet us in person and shake a hand and have a cup of coffee. Let's put it that way.
Well, it is incredibly important, and for those of us who have been involved in so many years in some professional organizations like NAMA and others, that's what it's all about, I think. I mean, you still, like you said, you've got to have that trust factor. You've got to actually do some good work, you know.
But
at the same time, it is about developing relationships. Mm-hmm. And these new tools kind of help us to do that. Well, let's take a look forward real quickly here.
Sure.
Just kind of what's your vision for the future for Beta Rudder, for where you see the agribusiness sector of your business going to?
Well, I'm a farm kid from Iowa originally, and I'm really excited about in general about the prospect of agribusiness in this next decade. I think we'll look back at it 10 years down the road and see this was another a golden age of agriculture. The opportunities with new products and alternative fuels and the need for protein in developing parts of the world, I think all are very bullish for the ag space. So, you know, we've been the number one ag marketing agency for quite a long time, and we intend to stay there. We have great clients in Dow AgroSciences and Pfizer and John Deere Credit and the dairy industry and the pork industry. So we have a very broad view of what's going on in the business. And I think for us, the challenges and where we're putting a lot of emphasis is on finding the right kind of people to continue to grow our business. We don't have that ready, steady supply of farm kids that we had 15 and 20 years ago that you can hire people who already know the industry like the back of their hand. So we're going to have to figure out innovative ways to identify a young talent that wants to be involved with food and fiber production. And then what we're placing a lot of emphasis on is when they get here is showing them a career path and providing a lot of training. For example, we're going to be, in fact, we're making it mandatory that everyone on our team has 40 hours of training in the digital world in the next year. And we're going to use that, provide that by outside speakers, some of our own internal talent. And we think just the whole idea of people development is going to be super critical for our success in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, I'll tell you, I've heard that same kind of comment from a lot of areas in the ag business. It is probably one of the number one challenges right now for agribusiness of any type is who are the people that have some background and knowledge and passion for this industry that can come in and fill positions, because some of us have been around a little while, you know?
Yeah. Well, in fact, we're starting to reach out beyond, you know, the ag schools. We have a full-time recruitment and director, too. And, you know, we're a decent-sized company, so we probably should. But we added someone 3 years ago, and that's been a huge plus for us. And so she's going to all the schools. But we're reaching beyond the ag schools now, and in fact, going into some of the liberal arts programs and the business schools to try and identify people who might have an interest in the sciences and convince them that a career in agricultural marketing and communications is a really good path to take. So we have to be very innovative, and we're going to have to take the blinders off and look at the world through a little different lens if we expect to be able to have the right kind of people to advance our business.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with that more. Well, before we close here, anything else, Greg, that you would like people to know about Beta Rudder and what you're doing that we didn't touch on?
I think just one thing. I think many in the industry knew that Ron Bader started the business, and a year ago, January, he was able to retire, and a group of us purchased the business, and so we're closing in on the second year of that decision, and it's been an exciting time to build on what Ron put together and the great success he had. And after, you know, kind of a somewhat scary, challenging year in 2009, it's just really exciting to see a robust growth return and to be able to take the heritage that Ron built and continue to go. It's not easy to transition a business from the first generation of owners managers to the second generation, and I'm very pleased to say we've done that and done it quite successfully, and we're really poised to continue to grow nicely in the years ahead.
Well, I congratulate you on that, and I can imagine what a challenge that would be. Mm-hmm. So, I really thank you very much, Greg, for your time to talk about what's going on with Beta Rudder, and you know, we'll keep in touch, and hopefully maybe we can update this as we go down the road.
Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Cadillac by Sharptooth Benny. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Rolling down the road in my Cadillac. I push my pedal to the floor.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.